Heads of state and representatives from 15 members of the Southern African Development Community met in Pretoria for what some said could be SADC's last effort to negotiate a power-sharing accord and unity government in Zimbabwe. South African President Kgalema Motlanthe opened the meeting with remarks deploring conditions in Zimbabwe and saying it is time to implement the power-sharing accord.
We cannot continue talking and talking and talking without concretely proceeding to the implementation stage. So this extraordinary summit is meant to bring about the final decision on this matter so that we can all expend our energies focusing on challenges arising from the implementation.
Zimbabwe's Deputy Information Minister, Bright Matonga, told South African Public Radio that President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party would form a new government with or without his rival, Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai.
Soon after this summit, whether there is an agreement or there is no agreement, President Mugabe is going to form a cabinet. You obviously appoint his 15 cabinet ministers, 8 deputy ministers for ZANU-PF, and obviously you will try to leave room for Tsvangirai so that whenever changes his mind, but it's going to be not for too long, you will then come join the all-inclusive government.
Under the agreement signed 4 months ago, Mr. Mugabe would remain as president, while Mr. Tsvangirai would be named to the newly created post of prime minister. The president's ZANU-PF party would receive 15 ministerial portfolios. Mr. Changadai's MDC would receive 13 ministries, and a smaller MDC faction led by Arthur Mutambara would receive 3. The accord is aimed at ending a political stalemate that followed disputed elections last March. The MDC won a slim majority in parliament, and Mr. Changadai received the most votes in the first round of the presidential vote. But Mr. Mugabe won the runoff presidential vote after Mr. Changadai withdrew, citing a campaign of violence against his supporters. Since the power-sharing agreement was signed, positions have hardened. Mr. Mugabe says he is implementing the SADC proposals, but MDC spokesman Nelson Chamisa accused SADC mediators of favoring ZANU-PF.
There has been a problem of objectivity in terms of the eye of SADC, the way we have raised our issues. There has been a problem of the reception or message. We have clearly said the MDC issues are people's issues. Our insistence is that let those issues be resolved.
Zimbabwe's economy has been reeling from hyperinflation, 80% unemployment, and shortages of food and fuel. In addition, a cholera epidemic, which health officials blame largely on the country's deteriorated water, sanitation, and health systems, has killed more than 2,700 people and is spreading to neighboring countries. Western nations have imposed what they call targeted sanctions on senior officials in the Zimbabwe government because of corruption and human rights abuses. The European Union has imposed a visa ban and frozen assets of an additional 26 Zimbabwean officials and 36 companies, bringing to more than 200 the number on its list of targeted sanctions. The United States has imposed sanctions on about 250 individuals and more than a dozen companies. Australia has imposed sanctions on a similar number of individuals and companies. The Mugabe government says the sanctions are responsible for the country's economic problems. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.